protesters demanding the government waste money? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've heard it at the town halls. Government-run health care will bankrupt the America we love. Why can't the Obama administration try to save some money for a change? It's a good question. The odd thing is that in one area, at least, the administration's been trying to do just that. Back in 2003, under President Bush, the government increased its subsidy for a program called Medicare Advantage. It's a program that gives Medicare patients a choice to get off the standard government Medicare plan and move to plans run by private companies, which could do it cheaper. Patients could join an HMO, even get a medical savings account. And to encourage seniors to make the switch, the government paid a subsidy to those private plans. Well, now it's 2009. 10.2 million Medicare patients made the switch to these subsidized private plans, and these plans are still being subsidized because they're not saving any money. In fact, they turn out to be 14% more expensive than regular Medicare, which pencils out to $177 billion over 10 years. So, the Obama administration proposed cutting that subsidy. Well, I bet you haven't heard one soundbite from any town hall where somebody actually supports saving that $177 billion. No, in fact, just the opposite. Don't cut my Medicare, is what they say. Look, it was a nice try. A lot of us figured the private sector could deliver the same health care more efficiently than regular Medicare. But it's been tried now for 6 years. It hasn't worked. Isn't there a phrase for when the government throws free money at people to get them to do something which in the end doesn't make any real difference? Yes, I believe it's called cash for clunkers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.